True News. I'm Rick Wiles. You're listening to the only nightly newscast reporting the countdown to the second coming of Jesus Christ. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is True News. That's spelled T-R-U-N-E-W-S. Our address is Post Office Box 23624. P.O. Box 23624, Chattanooga, Tennessee 37422. You can call us by dialing area code 423-559-7820. And, of course, you can visit us on the web at truenews.com. No E in true, T-R-U-N-E-W-S. Several weeks ago, I was watching TBN one night, and John Hagee came on the television, and he began to promote his new book, In Defense of Israel. And I heard things come out of John Hagee's mouth that I have never heard a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ ever uttered. I was stunned. I was shocked. I sat there on my sofa saying, did I just hear these words spoken on Christian television? Did this really happen? What in the world is going on? John Hagee said that Jesus Christ never came to earth as the Messiah. And we're going to play several sound bites from John Hagee's TV program. We're going to play it on this radio program today because I don't want you to think I said he said it. I want you to hear John Hagee's own words. And we're going to talk about it today with my good friend Malachi Yosef. He is the leader, the pastor of One in Messiah Congregation in Franklin, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. He's on the line with me. Malachi, welcome to True News.
Well, shalom, shalom. It's wonderful to get the truth out.
Glad to have you back on the program. And you know, I just want to say something to our audience. You and I were talking about this before we started the program. But Malachi, we spent hours today here at the office trying to email back and forth inside the office, inside to us on our staff, your website, which is oneinmessiah.net, and it kept bouncing back. And Ryan Rose tried 8 different email accounts. I tried different email accounts. And as long as we put in the email anything that said oneinmessiah.net, it bounced back as having spam or some type of content that would not allow it to go through. When we put in oneinmessiah.com, it would go through. We must, Malachi, this, you have upset somebody.
I believe so. You know, I find myself in a position as, I'm not saying I'm a prophet, of course not, but like them, anyone who tries to get out the word of God without adding to it or diminishing, yes, you're going to be disliked. Like they told Ezekiel, you know, you're a lovely song. We love hearing you. We love hearing your words, but we will not do it.
And the Zionists have you marked. They don't like you. I mean, you're a Jewish man who worships the Messiah,
Yeshua,
the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are exposing the false doctrines of Christian Zionism. And you are marked. I did, no doubt in my mind, when I saw this today, how hard it was for us. Well, it wasn't just hard. It was impossible. We could not email anything that had your website inside the text of the email. And it wasn't just Google, and it wasn't just Yahoo. It was every email account that we use. Because I have a number of email accounts that I have just for problems like this. And every single one of them bounced back the emails with your ministry's domain. So I want to give it out. It's oneinmessiah.net. Email it to everybody. Oneinmessiah.net. Somebody doesn't want people to go to that website. So we're going to promote it as much as we can here on Worldwide Radio, oneinmessiah.net. How's that, Malachi?
Well, thank you very much. You know, that wouldn't surprise me because even in this little town of Tennessee, even though I'm from New York, I sometimes frequent the synagogues just to see what they're saying and try to help people and, you know, with the scriptures and say, listen, what they're saying, a lot of these things are not in the Word of God. And yes, I also have been asked to leave a number of the synagogues. People actually would call me up from New York, even though I'm in Tennessee at the moment, and tell me not to come back. Recently, somebody from Israel told me not to talk to the people in the synagogue because I was confusing them. And I said, how could I be confusing them? I'm showing you scriptures in the Bible. This other person is saying things that you can't find anywhere. Who's confusing them?
So you're going to Jewish synagogues?
Yes, I go there on purpose to try to rescue a lot of these Christians thinking that there's some kind of thing going on in the world that you have to bow down to rabbis and you have to go to the synagogue and learn the truth, which is totally ridiculous because the Bible says if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. And if you don't have the Son and the Father, you end up with a big long beard and a lot of books. And you basically look intellectual, but you're not scriptural. You know, and I know the scriptures really, these men in the Bible, John, Yohanan, and Yeshua, they would never make it in this world. I mean, just think, we're talking about this man, John Hagee. Now, I never met the man. Maybe he's a great guy. You know, maybe he's a fine man. But at the same time, when I look at my Bible and I don't think about his name, he's preaching another gospel, another Yeshua. And I'm commanded by the Bible. It says that even if an angel comes out of heaven and preaches another gospel, to let him be accursed. And you might say, well, that's strong language. Well, listen to this. If you think that's strong, Brother John, who was with the Lord, he says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, every spirit that confesseth not that Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, is come in the flesh, is not of God.
He's Antichrist.
That's right. And says, this is the spirit of Antichrist.
We're not going to hold back on this program. We're going to call it like it is. And if you're a John Hagee fan, I'm get over it, because we're going to deal with what John Hagee is preaching. He is preaching heresy.
It's heresy.
It is absolute heresy. And we're going to denounce him on this program. I'm not going to soft pedal this thing. John Hagee has twisted the gospel. He is Judaizing. He is patronizing the Jews, who obviously are pouring millions of dollars into his bank accounts. He's now running one of the largest political lobbying groups in the nation. And he calls it the Christian APAC, American-Israeli Political Action Committee. Well, the reason they had to quickly develop another APAC was because the original APAC is under investigation for espionage in the United States. All right, so let's be real about it. Some of the top leaders of APAC are under federal investigation for being Israeli spies. So now Mr. Hagee says he is his Christians United for Israel is a Christian APAC. Well, then what we have is a Christian espionage group. I mean, I'm just going to say it the way it is. If that's what he wants, if he says his group is a Christian APAC, then the original APAC is an espionage group. It's a front for a political nation called Israel, and they're spying inside our Pentagon. So I'm going to be very blunt in this program today. I'm not going to hold back, and I know Malachi isn't going to hold back. We're going to play several sound bites of John Hagee's television program that was aired on TBN and Daystar and many other Christian television stations. We want you to hear with your own words what John Hagee is now preaching. Ryan, let's play segment one.
I want to share with you something that I've said in this book in defense of Israel. That's unlike anything I've ever written in any book. But every word of it is biblically true. You see, evangelicals have created a catch-22. And in the catch-22, it says that God sent Jesus to the world to become the Messiah. But because the Jewish people rejected him as Messiah, he had to go to the cross and be killed. Now, first of all, theologically, that won't wash because God is sovereign. A sovereign God controls everything. If he's not sovereign, he's not God. God cannot be controlled by a man, a group of men, or a group of nations. He is almighty. So to imply that God, that men had the ability to manipulate the plan of God, totally destroys the Godhead concept of God being sovereign.
All right, Malachi, I'm going to let you start. What's your response to this person?
Well, this is a person that sounds to me has sold out to a pagan Judaism system that is encapsulating many people's hearts. How dare him say that Yeshua never came to be the Messiah when I, as a researcher and a teacher, can find 575 times the word Christ in English, which means Messiah, which means Mashiach in Hebrew, and he is called the Messiah. As a matter of fact, if you go to the book of John, chapter 4, verse 25 and 26, this woman at the well, she says, I know that Messiah is cometh, which is called Christ. And Yeshua, Jesus, said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. That's John chapter 4, verse 25 and 26. Yeshua says right there, he is the Messiah. So for John Hagee to say that he never came to be the Messiah, he's a liar. And for him to say that the Jews never rejected the Messiah, this is a total erroneous statement, because there's hundreds of verses I can give you where, which shows in the Tanakh, or the Old Testament as everyone knows it, where Yeshua was the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense to the house of Israel, and they would reject the Messiah. I guess John Hagee forgot to read Isaiah 53, and many, I can give you passage after passage. So this man's book is a total, I don't know what words to put it. He's going to stand accountable before the living God for how dare him ever say these comments.
This stuff is blasphemy, and every television network, every Christian bookstore, every church, every ministry that promotes John Hagee's garbage, this book in defense of Israel, is guilty of his blasphemy. Now, we're going to play soundbite number two of John Hagee's new blasphemous theology.
Secondly, whenever Jesus went around healing people, and I give you all of the scriptural locations in my book, he said, tell no man, tell no man, tell no man. Now, if you're trying to become the Messiah, you won't. Everybody you know talking about it. They didn't have CNN and Fox News, but they had people. When you're telling those people, don't tell anybody, you're not trying to become the Messiah. Jesus went through his ministry, and he made it very, very clear that he had come as the Lamb of God. The Bible says from the foundations of the earth, he was to be the Lamb of God. That means when John the Baptist introduced him the first day and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, Jesus' only destiny was to die, period.
Malachi, my first response to this statement was, Jesus does not have to try to be the Messiah. He is the Messiah. He was the Messiah when he was born in Bethlehem. He was the Messiah when he walked through Israel preaching the gospel. He was the Messiah when the Jews nailed him to the cross. He was the Messiah when he was in the grave. He was the Messiah when he came out of the grave. He was the Messiah when he was seen before the disciples and 500 people, and he was the Messiah when he ascended into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God the Father, and he is the Messiah today. So Jesus never tried to be the Messiah because he is the Messiah.
You know, I could say amen to all that. John Hagee mixes a portion of different verses with his own theology and his own agenda. Peter in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 43, and Andrew, they said, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. They even knew who they found. And when Yeshua says that tell no man. He said that one time not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah, or that he healed a leper, or that he healed a deaf person, or that he was transfigured before them, or he healed a man of leprosy, and he rose the dead, and he multiplied the fishes. The reason why he told people these things, not to tell anybody right now, is because it says in John chapter 6:15, he knows that they would come and take him by force to be a king. And he departed again into the mountain himself alone. And it says many verses that insomuch that Yeshua, Jesus, could no more openly enter into the city when they found out the things that he was doing, because people were just running around telling everybody about him. And he knew that would cut short his ministry, and they would try to come and make him a king, and he has to fulfill the scriptures. But he is the Messiah. He says he's the Messiah. In other words, is John Hagee saying that Jesus is a liar?
He wasn't auditioning for the role of Messiah.
No.
He is the Messiah.
He is the Messiah.
And you're absolutely right. The reason he told people don't tell about this miracle was for that very reason that you gave, that the Jews were looking for a king. They weren't looking for a meek and lowly Messiah. They were looking for a political king. The same thing is happening today.
Yes.
Jews and the Christian Zionists want a Jewish kingdom, a Jewish political state, but they're not really looking for the kingdom. And they're clamoring for a Jewish political state in the Middle East rather than proclaiming the coming of the kingdom.
Yes.
So Jesus, knowing the hearts of men, said, don't make a big hoopla about what I've done.
He has to fulfill his ministry. That's right.
They would have interfered with his ministry.
That's correct. You know what one of the biggest atrocities of what he's saying? I don't know if you caught this. You probably did. He has every Jew right now thinking that they never rejected the Messiah because Jesus didn't come to be the Messiah. He has all the Jews thinking that, see, we told you we didn't reject the Messiah. He never came anyway, the Messiah, yet.
That's right. In one of these sound bites, I don't know if we have it on this one, if those words are in there, or I heard it on the program, he said, how can we hold the Jews responsible for crucifying Jesus when he never told them he was the Messiah?
That is so ridiculous. That's not ridiculous. It's so satanic because it's spirit of Antichrist.
He's patronizing to the Jews who are financing his political and ministry operations.
He also gets money, and he just sent $6 or $8 million to Jews. Jews that hate the Messiah.
Yes.
And this one rabbi's running around, even though there's no rabbis in the Tanakh, the Hebrew Bible, this one rabbi's running around. He befriends the Christians to their face, but behind the backs, he wants to inoculate their children from Jesus and Yeshua. How do you miss 575 times the word Christ, which means Messiah? How could you even justify that? 575 times? I mean, that doesn't even... John Hagee has an agenda to disregard the Bible and to not even... we're not talking one or two times it says Christ. Christ just means Messiah.
And he's got an army of gullible Christians that are waving the Israeli flag, and they think that what they're supposed to do is to shield a political nation from any criticism, and that is their fulfillment as Christians. He's got them totally brainwashed. Our assignment as Christians is to preach the gospel of the kingdom and to make disciples of all men and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's our assignment. That is called the Great Commission.
Well, John Hagee obviously doesn't believe that, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, because he doesn't believe the Messiah came for the Jews yet. So he has this dual covenant nonsense going on. And there's one gospel for the Gentiles and one for the Jews. That's totally ridiculous when there's one body, one Lord, one faith.
Well, if you listen closely to his blasphemous teachings, he refers to the church as the Gentile church. Malachi, there is no such thing as a Gentile church. You know that.
I teach people all the time at my congregation to come as a child, and you say, where does it say that in the Word? Who was the new covenant given to? The new covenant was given to the house of Israel in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8, And Paul didn't make that up. He's quoting Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. We're talking about the Israel of God, not the Israel that's in Israel, because Apostle Paul says there's a lot of people in Israel that are not of Israel.
See, so, I don't like referring to your church in Franklin, Tennessee as a Messianic Jewish church. I don't like those labels. I don't like being put in boxes. I don't like people putting some little, you know, pigeonhole.
Well, when,
your congregation is a Christian. It is. You call it one in Messiah. We're one in the Messiah. Jew and Gentile, blacks and whites. I mean, we're one. We're one new creature.
You know,
new man.
According to John Hagee, I couldn't even name my congregation one in Messiah. I got that out of Galatians. We're one in Christ. So there you have again the Messiah. The word Messiah is hundreds of times in the Gospels and letters. John Hagee has an agenda, and I tell everybody, I teach the difference between Jews in the Bible and Jews in Judaism.
Let's see, I'm trying to think this through, Malachi. You're Jewish. You must be anti-Semitic.
No, I'm not. No, I love the Jewish people. I want them to repent and accept the Messiah. But we have guys like John Hagee saying there is no Messiah to accept. So what do I, you know, who am I? I'm not a John Hagee. You know, anyone can call me anytime at 615-591-9820. I would love to talk to them. How could Jews repent now if they have no Messiah?
I'm going to tell you what John Hagee is. He is a mouthpiece for the Israel lobby in this country that wants to whip up a frenzy in this nation among the Christians for George Bush, the false Christian who believes Allah is the same as Yahweh, and Mr. Hagee wants to whip up the Christians to support a U.S. military attack on Iran. That's what this is all about.
You know, when I hear these politicians and they say they're Christians, they are not. When you give away, when you help give away the land of Israel, God says the land is mine. And this is an ordinance forever. How dare people, Condoleezza Rice and any other president that assists her and the presidents before Bush, they've all helped give away the land of Israel. Even the senior Bush has put into office the Noahide laws, which is satanic. There is no this country was not founded by the Noahide laws. This country was founded on the Ten Commandments. But that's an actual ordinance on the books, and that was created in 1991. They call it Education Day, and it's they do everything very stealthful and very sneaky and very they use such a beautiful voice when they do this. But anyone can go to amendments and look it up. I have it on my website. You can go look it up, and you'll be shocked that they put into law the Noahide laws, and one of the I suspect when they get really put into effect, it says that if you break the Noahide law, you Gentiles, you might get beheaded. What do you think of that?
Yes. There's also a law in the books passed recently that sets up a federal mechanism to investigate anything that is considered anti-Zionism.
Well,
that's a federal mandate now.
Well, I only say to them, where does it say in our Constitution that we're supposed to bow down to Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who's dead, and there's a lot of Jews today that are in the Lubavitch world, which run the Sanhedrin in Israel. They think he's the Messiah and he's going to raise from the dead. And I say, well, this Schneerson, he's never even been to Israel. How could he be the Messiah? And here we have the law, Public Law 102-14. You could look it up in the 102nd Congress, first session, and the resolution is right there. And it was created in March 22, 1991. They call it Education Day. Anyone could look this up. It's an actual ordinance.
Yes, it is.
It's the U.S. Congress officially did this.
We're going to play another soundbite. This is what, number three? This is soundbite number three from John Hagee's program promoting his new book, In Defense of Israel.
The point I'm making here is that if Jesus did not try to be Messiah, never offered to be Messiah, why is it that Christians blame the Jewish people for rejecting something that was never offered? And I show you that in the scripture. I've heard preachers all of my life preach that the Jewish people rejected Jesus as Messiah, da-da-da-da-da. It's simply scripturally not true.
Okay, that's just one of the most blasphemous things I've ever heard a preacher say.
I never heard any preacher in my life. I'm going to be 54.
The man needs to be run out of the pulpit. He needs to be pushed off Christian TV and radio. The man is not fit to be in a pulpit anymore.
It's beyond thoughts. It's beyond anyone who does not. That's why I tell people all the time: read your Bible. Matthew 21:42 says, "Did you never read in the scriptures, which is in Isaiah, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner?" And he tells you who the builders are. It was the Pharisees, the Sadducees. These are Jews that rejected the Messiah. It says it in Mark chapter 8, verse 31. It says, "And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected." Even Jesus taught that he was going to be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes. This is in Mark 8, Luke 9. I mean, I'm a Bible teacher, and when I hear this guy talking, everything he says is unscriptural, and it's a poison, and it's, I don't know what his...
Maybe John Hagee's book doesn't have the seventh chapter of the book of Acts, when Stephen spoke to the Jewish leaders and told them what they had done to the Messiah. And in verse 51, Stephen told the rabbis of his day, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye." And 52, he says, "Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them, which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have now the betrayers and the murderers."
Right.
"Who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it." Verse 54 says, "When they," talking about the Jewish leaders, "heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth." They bit him, Malachi. They tore into him with their teeth. They put their choppers into Stephen. "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep."
Amen. Praise the Lord. Wonderful brother. I want to meet
him. Preached to the Jewish leaders, and they killed him.
I mean, this is foretold. John Hagee has an agenda. He knows these verses. He knows all the verses in the Bible. He has an agenda.
He's a Judaizer. Let's just say what is. John Hagee is a Judaizer.
You know what's really strange? Even if you went to a Jewish book called the Talmud, the Sanhedrin 38a, it even says right there, the same verses, that the Messiah would be for a sanctuary, for a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both houses of Israel. It even says in the Jewish writings that the Messiah would be rejected of men. I mean, there's nothing I could say. He's not talking like a Bible teacher. Why is he kissing up to rabbis who hate the Messiah?
For money. It's for money.
Money.
For a reason. Money. For love of money. Mr. Hagee, according to the last reports I saw, received something like, it's about $1 million a year in income through his ministry. He is making a lot of money. And he's tapped into some serious money now.
Well, you know, it's only temporary. One day we all meet the Lord.
Let me read, this is Mark 14, verses 57-63. And there arose certain and bare false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see
Amen.
Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, what need we any further witness?
Praise the Lord.
They had the witness. Jesus said to them, I am the same words of the Father. I am that I am. They knew that those words, I am, what he was saying. He's saying, I am.
He is, that's right. And this is, see what I'm saying? Any way you look in the Bible and you look in the letters and the Gospels and you see, there's hundreds of places. I mean, John Hagee to say that Jesus never said he was the Messiah is a liar. And for him to say he never came to be the Messiah of Israel is a liar. And for him to let people think that these Jews think they don't, that they didn't reject the Messiah, that's against the Hebrew scriptures, and that's a lie. All I could say is, you know what the funny thing is, Rick, when I've been telling some people about John Hagee, and the old cliche, they want to kill the messenger, and they don't even care about the message. People got mad at me. They said, oh, pray for him. I said, pray for him? I pray that he repents, yes.
Yes, he needs to be rebuked.
He needs to be taken off his congregation, and he needs to go start reading Bible. And he looks like he needs to do a little fasting. What do you think?
I'm not even going to go there.
Well, what I'm saying is, what he's saying is, the thing that troubles me the most is he's reaching millions of people and thousands of churches, and no one is making a stand. But I thank God we could be recorded today on your show and recorded in the kingdom of heaven, that we make a stand against the Antichrist spirit,
yeah,
against anything against the Bible and against the Messiah, the Savior of the world. How dare anyone say he's not the Messiah? That is unbelievable.
I think we have one more soundbite from Mr. Hagee's program. Ryan, go ahead and play it if we have one.
That's the message behind the Last Supper, when the disciples and Jesus are sitting together, and you read this verse every time that we read the communion in the book of Matthew, that Jesus refused to drink the fifth cup in the Passover celebration. Why? The fifth cup in the Passover celebration was the Messiah's cup. Had he drank that cup then, he would have been saying, I've come to be Messiah right now. But what he did was, he said, I will not drink this cup with you now. Why? Because now I've come to be the Lamb of God slain from the foundations of the earth. But I will drink it with you in my Father's kingdom. Today I am the Lamb of God. Tomorrow I'm coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Okay, Malachi, I'm going to let you take this one.
Well, the truth of the matter is, first of all, in the Passover, there's only one cup. There's one blood, one God, one Lord. This thing about four cups comes from the Chumash, which is a Jewish book. When the rabbis made up something called four expressions, then later they turned it to four cups of wine. These crazy messianics that are running around, they inhaled four cups into their liturgy. And now the Christians are mouthing it off. John Hagee doesn't even know what he's talking about. That's total, flat-out Judaism that has nothing to do with the Messiah or Jesus. There's one cup. And besides that, even if you use the heretic theological talk that he's using, there is no fifth cup for the Messiah.
Know what he was talking about.
He's totally used Judaism, and he put his own spin on it.
I don't know what he's talking about. What fifth cup? What's scripture is he referring to?
There is none. It's made up. In other words, he got this from the Messianics, and he put his own spin on it. He embellished it with his own embellishment to sell his book. He wants to sell a lot of books. You know what he actually said?
Yes.
I have many sound bites. I've collected them. I have almost over 20-something sound bites, and I also have a video of him talking. He says that Jesus broke Moses' law by going into the centurion's home. How dare him say that Jesus sinned by breaking Moses' law? Jesus never sinned. He is the Lamb without spot or blemish. And it isn't Moses' law. It's the law God gave to Moses. I mean, everything he says is twisted, and everything he says is incorrect. I feel sorry for the people that give allegiance to him.
Well, St. John told us what to call such people in the second book of John.
Ah, strong medicine.
For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist.
I just want to say, when you read Jesus Christ in English, that is saying in Hebrew, Yeshua HaMashiach, which means Jesus the Christ. The word the is understood. And
it's his last name.
It's not his last name, no.
It's his title. It's who he is.
This is, there's many antichrists, and we probably haven't heard the last of it.
Malachi, this is what worries me. This is what deeply troubles me. It's shocking enough that someone of the stature and the influence and the power of a John Hagee would dare to go on Trinity Broadcasting Network, Daystar Television, hundreds of commercial stations and countless other Christian networks, and utter such blasphemies. That is shocking enough that it's happened. That what really troubles me is that there is silence from the church.
That's right.
There's silence from the TV ministries. There's silence from the pastors. There's silence from the Christians. And if Hagee is allowed to get away with this blasphemy, many more deceivers are going to say even more outrageous things on national television and in pulpits and bring more deception into the church. If this is not dealt with now, we're opening the floodgates of hell to bring in more damnable heresies.
You know, let me tell you something. I had, at our congregation, One of Messiah congregation, we had some people actually leave us over this because they said, I shouldn't be talking about John Hagee. And I said, show me where it says that in the Bible. I could show you scripture after scripture where it says to note that man, have no company with him, mock them which cause division. And through the whole Bible, people's names are named. How dare someone say that this is this is not tale-bearing. These are facts.
Paul told us that we are to confront the heretic, and if they do not repent, we are to have nothing to do with the heretic.
That's exactly.
Right now, I am declaring that John Hagee is a heretic.
Well,
I rebuke John Hagee in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. I rebuke him.
Praise the Lord. You know, Brother John is in the Bible stronger. He says he's Antichrist. Spirit. So these are powerful words, and you know, a lot of people turn this around on us. They say, oh, you guys are just hate mongers, you're alarmist, you're exaggerating. No, we're not. These are verses in the Bible. These are, you have to make a stand.
Okay, we're dealing with the souls of men and women.
Exactly.
You're around with this stuff. We're dealing with the eternal destiny of billions of people.
That's right.
People must stay pure. No mixture. No doctrines of men. There is one faith, one gospel, one Messiah. We cannot allow any mixture or any pollution or any toxins to come into the gospel. And you have to be zealous about it.
Yes. And you have to, you know, this is what the Muslims understand. If you talk weak, they think you don't believe what you're saying. If you talk strong, then they know there's something that they better listen to.
That's right.
Even they know that.
That's right. Well, listen,
I appreciate you, Malachi, coming on this program. And again, if you are interested in finding out more about Malachi Yosef's congregation, he is the shepherd of One in Messiah congregation located in Franklin, Tennessee, just south of the city of Nashville. And his band website that you can't email, at least as of today when we were trying to do it, One in Messiah, oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net. Email it to everybody and just mess up the Google and Yahoo sensors and just get it out there.
May I give them my P.O. box?
Mad about it. Yeah, go ahead. Give out anything you want.
Please send me mail anytime to One of Messiah Congregation. That's P.O. Box 254, P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. I would love to hear from you. Call me, 615-591-9820. You know, I love to come to different congregations and do teachings. I've done that recently, different churches, and would love to come and visit you. Give me a call. Go on our website. Thank you. And I say God bless you and Baruch Hashem Yeshua. Praise the Lord.
All right. Malachi Yosef. Thank you, Malachi. I'm Rick Wiles. We'll take a break, and I'll be back in just about 2 minutes.